And welcome back inside the Christian Brothers Automotive Radio broadcast booth on 94.3 KNIA and KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA3. Final score again here tonight as we get ready for the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner with Paul Patterson. Norwalk defeats Urbandale 20-13, and they get to 5-3 overall. They keep their playoff hopes in good shape. Coach, a 13-0 lead got away. It was tied at 13 late, but the boys showed a lot of resolve there late.
Well, in you know, this week our two words that we focused on were discipline and resilience, and I really felt like we were pretty resilient tonight all around, you know. And the beginning of the I shouldn't say the beginning the first half felt an awful like Iowa City High. Went up, felt really good about how things were going in the first half, and then we screw up at the far end. Don't get points out of that good drive that we had right before the half. We leave a little time left on the clock, and they kick a, you know, they snap the ball with 0.6 seconds on the half and get 3 points, get a little momentum. And then I felt like we had a great drive to start, and we are finding ourselves behind the sticks again because of penalties. Didn't have very many penalties called in the first half, but, man, they sure did. I mean, flag happy in the second half. And so for us, finding a way to get a touchdown. Couldn't do it in the third, you know, and it took quite a bit in the fourth. And then finally, they score, tie it up, and we went right down the field and scored. What a great drive by our offense. And then, man, that 12th man on the field put them in a position where they felt like they could go for it. They go for it. They get it. And then we get them on downs and take over. And, you know, Xavier Bush actually is the one that called the last play, the seam to Luke. We were in the huddle. We were going to run our duo play again. And he gave the symbol for running that play. And that's when we called timeout. We're like, all right, well, let's run it. We're going to run it. And we ran it, and it was huge. And we were able to kneel on it after that. We didn't have to give him the ball back and hold our breath. So it was a great job by our kids. And I felt like it was a battle. We knew it was going to be a battle. And Our kids found a way there at the end to come out on top.
Let's talk a little bit about our player of the game tonight, Victor Esparza. Oh. Made some great plays out there on defense, as he always does. I thought Jamison Giesman played a great defensive game as well. But then offensively, the most touches he's seen tonight as the running back. And we had him at 14 for 72. I think I credit him with the touchdown he didn't have there late. But a good game nonetheless. And he was so key on that big touchdown drive late.
Oh, for sure. And you know, losing Breck. Breck tweaked his ankle there in the first half, late in the second quarter, and being able to rely on Victor was absolutely humongous for us. I mean, that swung it in our favor, and you know, we still have to do a better job of figuring out a way to get Ethan Winslow in the game and start getting him more comfortable with things. The hard part is that when it's a really tight game and you've got somebody who isn't comfortable, it's hard to put him in there, and that's where we're struggling a little bit in our depth at running back. And so one of the things that we need to do a better job is getting that done. But in the meantime, Victor, you know, fighting through cramps and was just he was absolutely exactly what we needed tonight to finish things off, especially offensively from the you know, Breck being hurt. So that was really big for us.
Eli Robbins tonight does end up with 2 touchdowns. He had a receiving touchdown early in the game, a rushing touchdown late. But for the most part, Urbandale did a great job of defending him tonight.
Well, for sure. And my goodness, it was very Ames-like, you know, in the number of people that they sent to him. And so that's why it was big for us to be able to run the football a little bit. But we still have to find a way to get other guys incorporated, involved in the passing game. When they're sending 4-2 and they're 1-1 on the other side, we have to be able to complete passes to them. And that's something that we've got to get ourselves back in tune with trying to get done so that we can take advantage with how people are going to try and take away those two guys.
You tried the fake field goal there?
Oh, no, none. None of them were fakes.
Okay.
So bad snap on the first one, which resulted in us missing the PAT.
Knew that.
And then the next one, our holder just dropped it. So he did that, and that was the one right before the half. That was not intentional.
Didn't know if it was or not.
It was not. And then we missed a field goal down here. You know, going south. So that's something that, you know, our special teams was shaky. We were faking a punt here in the middle of the field, and we got a false start. So we ended up having to punt the ball away. It just, those little things are things that we have to, we thought we were cleaning up, and then tonight they showed up again, and we need to be better.
Urbandale really got the running game going there for a while. Yeah. With the, you know, the three-headed monster there of Rennan, the quarterback, and Sturdivant, and Gaye. They all had some big carries in the game. What did you see from your defense on that last drive to kind of, you know, hinder them from getting past the red zone?
Well, I mean, first, you know, those three guys need some credit, right? I mean, all three of them were tough. Rennan is tough as nails, and Gaye came in, and I thought he was a spark that gave them and enabled them to get down the field and score to get it to 13. I thought he was the difference in the second half. They didn't run him as much in the first half. He was tough to bring down. He, you know, we had a tough time with him getting him on the ground, and so I thought he was really big for them. But at the end of the day, we did a great job, and what really set it up was after they got the first down on the fourth down, Brady Wilkening comes through and gets a tackle for loss. That then set everything else up. They couldn't stay on schedule with their run game, and then they had to go to the passing game, and that's exactly where we wanted them to be.
So
fantastic job by our defense right there.
Huge win for the team tonight. You know, points don't matter at this point. Points don't matter with the RPI. You come out of here with 100%. A 20-13 win and against a pretty good Urbandale team. Where does this put you going into the RPI, do you feel like, on Monday?
Well, I mean, I'm not a math guy, but I mean, we're in that 90th percentile regardless of what happens next week we'll be in. But we've got to have some things. Like tonight, Waukee beating Northwest was bad for us. We don't need somebody that's 3-6 or whatever they end up, or 4-5. They're going to be really close now because of their schedule. Kennedy, you know, we need Bettendorf to beat Kennedy tonight. Cedar Falls losing hurts us. We really need Urbandale to take care of Indianola next week. You know, you start playing around with all the numbers, and again, Coach Hoffman's got that spreadsheet where you can go in and change some of the numbers and look at things. You know, right now, I don't know what will be coming out. He'll have it figured out tomorrow. He'll get it done. But, you know, we being 15th right now, we should probably get to 13, depending on what happened right in front of us. And then, you know, depending on what happens next week, we could be anywhere from 11 to 16 or 17. So we need to come out and we need to get healthy over the weekend. We need to figure out where things are. You know, Gavin Ross was dinged up, and then, of course, Breck. So we've got to make sure we're healthy, and then we've got to come out and put our best football game together for next week in our final home game.
How surprised were you with the result tonight of Waukee beating Waukee Northwest?
Very, very. Just in I mean, not that any high school team isn't beatable. Just the way that things were going for Waukee, and then what was going for, you know, Northwest. I guess it was prime time for an upset. But at the same time, man, that you want to talk about a rivalry game, right? I mean, they're in the same town. They had same kids going to the same school when they're in elementary, and then they switched the boundaries, and so then these kids now are going with other. I mean, that's a heck of a rivalry game, and it sounded like it was close, 34-31, something like that.
I'm not sure on the final, but I think it was close.
It's hard to, you just can't measure a rivalry game like that, and especially in high school games. And those kids came out to play, and great job out of Coach Baker and the Warriors.
So Waukee Northwest will be coming to Norwalk next Friday with a loss. They might be a little bit angry, but your guys are going to be motivated as well to knock off a team of that caliber. What's going to be some of the focuses at practice this week as you look to continue to clean things up?
Well, that's really the biggest thing, is making sure we're cleaning things up. You know, and even tonight as we get ready to roll, I don't know if our focus was great when we were at nutrition table and some of the meetings that we had there. So we need to make sure we get back to locked in and knowing what's in front of us and knowing what's at stake for us. You know, if we do what we are able to control and we take care of a win next week, we are 100% in at 6-3. At 5-4, then we got to hope for some help there. And so that's something that we need to make sure we are honing in terms of what it is that we need to do.
That's Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson following the Warriors' monumental 20-13 win tonight at Urbandale, improving to 5-3 now on the season. Coach, any final thoughts on your team tonight?
Well, at the end of the day, Mike, we moved up to 5A, and we now have 5 wins. And you can talk till you're blue in the face about, you know, the teams we beat and whatever. You can shove that in places that probably don't or shouldn't matter. But at the end of the day, we figured out a way to get 5 wins. And 5 wins against quality programs. You know, again, I come back to Iowa City High. You know, 600. They're rattling off 600 wins. I don't know if Norwalk football has played in 600 games, let alone have 600 wins. And so beating Urbandale tonight and beating Iowa City High, and that is big for us, and that's something that we need to make sure we continue to celebrate, and that's something we're going to do until we have to move on next week to Waukee Northwest. This is a big win for us. Not the end of the season, but it is still a big win, and we need to figure out how to celebrate those little moments like that, and this is one of them. And like always, we'll enjoy the weekend.
2 years in a row, a pretty big win in week eight.
100%. I mean, and not quite similar, you know, in terms of how it went down, but at the end of the day, found a way to take care of business at the end, and fantastic job out of our kids, and great resiliency, and really, really proud of how they responded tonight.
Coach, thank you for your time. Have a good week of practice, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.